League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another edition of Clan Chat. 7 weeks ago, we didn't have a team. Now we're bringing you signing number 20 for the new look 2021-22 Glasgow Clan team. The latest name on the roster is a hard-hitting forward by the name of Dyson Stevenson, and if you want evidence of hard-hitting, check out the video of him with Jacob Doty. Ooh. Anyway, off the ice, he was a delight to chat to, so we'll hear from him and get the thoughts of head coach Malcolm Cameron, as always. So here he is, the new Clan number 26, Dyson Stevenson. Great to meet you, Dyson. Welcome to the Clan. So how lucrative a move is this for you, looking ahead to the new season?
Oh, it's pretty awesome. I've been looking to come overseas for a while, and as soon as Malcolm Cameron got the job, I was definitely interested in Glasgow, and I also have a good buddy in Joel Rumpel, the goalie for Glasgow a couple of years back, who's said nothing but good things. So I'm super excited to start the season there and start winning some games early and have a good year.
Good. So what have you learned of Glasgow Clan so far, and what appeals to you about coming here?
I've spoke to guys like Jacob Doty and, like I said, Rumpel, and then obviously having an old coach that you can trust. And, you know, I play a hard style of hockey where, you know, I work hard, stick up for my teammates, getting quite a few scraps, and, you know, just work hard. And that's what I've heard the team's all about. So it was kind of a perfect fit for me. And like I said, getting Malcolm Cameron there, you know, it just makes me more comfortable, and knowing that I have a coach that can trust me. And from that, also I've heard Scotland's a beautiful place, and I really wanted to get out and travel and play hockey while doing it. So I'm pretty excited.
Now, my next question was going to be, what do you bring to the team? But you've slightly covered that already with what you were saying. Is it fair to say you're a physical player then? Is that the best way to describe you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I scored a lot in junior, a couple of years in junior there where, well, I guess that's a long time ago now for me, but used to score a lot, I guess. But no, I can chip in on the offense. I think I'm, you know, 10 or some fights away from 200 in my career. So I do that too, mostly for my teammates, get the fans going, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm definitely a physical player that can add some offense, and I can be good on the penalty kill as well.
Now, I'm assuming coming to a new team, you'll have been seeing the names that have been added to the roster as we go bit by bit. If so, who are the players that you're looking forward to working with? You mentioned, of course, working with Malcolm again, which is obviously a good thing for you.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I've been the captain of this team for, I don't know how many years. Three or four, and this will be my sixth year with Malcolm. I played with Starrett, the goalie, who's a really good goalie. We had a playoff run in, I think, three, four years ago in Wichita on the East Coast, and I think there was four or five games in a row where he had over 50 saves that just kept us in the series. We lost the series, but so I know him pretty well, and then played against Cody Soule quite a few times, more than I'd like to, but we fought once while he fought me once. But yeah, I'm excited to play with him. He's definitely hard to play against. So every time you meet a guy, every time you're on the team with a guy that you've had trouble playing against or it's hard to play against, you get excited for that because you know it's going to be a tough night for the other team.
Out of curiosity, who won between you and Cody?
You guys can watch it, but it definitely wasn't me. I think I give up 6 or 7 inches, though, so that's my excuse. But yeah, I was coming off an injury, and he was cross-checking me about 80 times in front of the net, and I had enough. So I dropped my gloves, and I took a few punches to the top of the head.
Now, as we've said, you played for Malcolm at Wichita as one place. What's he like in the locker room? We're trying to get an idea of what sort of coach he is. to me, he seems like a coach who can inspire, but he won't be long in telling you if there's an issue, if you're not playing well.
Yeah, for sure. He's he loves to win. You can tell by his resume. I think he's been above 500 for, you know, at least 90% of his career. So he's a coach that wants to win, and if he's not winning, he makes changes. And I know it's different in Europe, where you can't just make changes every day like you can on the coast, but he makes changes in the lineup and guys who are in and out. Like I said, if he's not winning, there's going to be changes right away and until we start winning again. So, he wants to win, and if you're playing good for him, he'll play a ton. And if not, I guess you better find a way to make him like you.
Now, I was looking back on your career there, Dyson. Last year in particular, I think it's fair to say it's a strange season for everybody. You know, they may be going places they maybe wouldn't have gone. But for you, it allowed you the chance to return to a place that you had great success with, the Allen Americans. You won two Kelly Cups there. So what was it like to go back there after that period of success before?
It was great. They have a coach there, and Steve Martinson, who's, I think, second in America and wins after Scotty Bowman. So we've had a great relationship all along, especially coming out of junior. I won two championships in a row there. So it was awesome to go back. Texas is an unbelievable place. I'd go back in a heartbeat, but obviously I was looking for something different this year. But, you know, a lot of teammates. And like I said, being comfortable for me is one of the main parts of what I want. I don't want to go to a team that, you know, I don't know anyone or don't know the coach and stuff. I like being comfortable, and that way I can be on top of my game right off the get-go. So it was good to be back in Texas. We lost out to the team that won at Fort Wayne, but so that hurts. And other than that, it was great to go back.
I want to ask about the first time you were there. As I said, you won the Kelly Cup. You didn't just do it once, you done it twice. And in consecutive years, which is not something that happens too often in ice hockey, particularly in that kind of series format. So doing it again the following year is something incredible. What was the key to that success at that time of your career for you in that team that you had?
Yeah, it was a good 2 years. Actually, we should have won it 3 years in a row. We lost to Colorado the third year, and they won it. But we had the year three, we had a better team than we did the first 2 years. But no, just for us, I guess we were so close as a team. I think every time you find a team where the guys are so close together, it makes it so much more fun to win and so much easier. And, you know, in the East Coast, the travel is so tough. We were riding buses for 20 hours straight. And you know, you just come so close together with the guys. And I'm not going to take anything away from the coach. I think he's Steve Martinson's one of the best GMs ever to be in the East Coast Hockey League. You can look at his resume. I think he's got 10 or 11 championships in 22 or 23 years, which is very wild. And he wants to win, and he brings players in that want to win. And I think that's what we had the 2 years, just guys that weren't there for the money or weren't there for, you know, just for fun to be playing in Texas. We had, you know, 22 guys that wanted to win every night, and that helped us win two championships in a row.
And as you mentioned, Joe Rumpel was your teammate back then, of course, as well. Went on to play for us for a season as well. What did Joel have to say about his time in Glasgow to you? You said he talked about nothing but good things, but what did he specifically say that made you think this would be a good move for you?
He just told me it's a beautiful place. I live an hour away from Joel. We've been running hockey schools together the last 2-3 weeks here, so I see him every day. He's a great guy. No, he just said the place is beautiful. The fans are awesome there. The team wants to win. The owners want to win. Everyone who's involved with the team, like I said, wants to win. So right away that turned my head, and like I said, knowing the coach and going to a team that wants to win and beautiful place is what I heard, so I jumped on the opportunity as soon as I could.
Now, I noticed you ended the season last year with your local team, Shaunavon Badgers, who play in the White Mud Hockey League, not a league I've heard of, I must be honest. You played only the three games, according to the information I've got, but racked up 15 points. So how good was it to be home and get some game time, at least to finish the season off?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Actually, I started the season there. So the East Coast and everything went late in my hometown. Oh, right. My hometown was going earlier. I got quite a few buddies that play on the team. I played minor hockey growing up, PV Adam, novice in Shaunavon. I guess when you're that young, the local senior team is a team that you always want to play for when you're younger. I mean, it's not the dream, it's not the NHL, but you know, you always want to come back and play for your hometown team. And I had a couple buddies on there, and I had a few good games. I think I had 5 points per game, but I was just getting back into the swing of things, and I knew I was going to play back in the coast in a couple of weeks. So, you know, it was a good time to get out and skate and play a few games and get roughed up a little bit.
So what are your expectations of life in Glasgow on and off the ice? What do you hope to achieve while you're over here?
Oh, well, I want to travel. Well, the first thing is I want to win. I know there's a lot of guys that come over to Europe for travel and to bring the family and stuff, and that's great, but I think if you're coming over to play hockey and traveling that far to play hockey, you might as well try and win too, and that's a goal for me is help my team win every night and being a good enough leader that, you know, guys will follow me or I can follow some other older guys that we want to win every night, and then you know, it's always fun when you're winning. You know, you can have fun, but if you're having fun and you're losing, it's not the same as having fun when you're winning. So my plan is to come over there and, like I said, have fun. But I want to do that with winning hockey games and hopefully having a good year myself too.
And, of course, we're still a few weeks before you do make your way over here. Other than training and training hard, what are your plans for the next few weeks until you do find yourself in Scotland?
We're farming right now, actually. I work on a family farm with my dad and my grandpa. I have some cattle myself, and so we're just trying to cut the crops. We had a really bad year this year with rain and stuff. Didn't get what we wanted, so the crops are really bad this year. And unfortunately, it just started raining the last couple weeks here now, so that makes it even worse for our crops. So I guess I'll be here helping out on the family farm as long as I can, and then I'll... me and my girlfriend are going to head over to Glasgow, I think, kind of late October.
So, time to finish with the familiar two questions that I always do in these interviews. And the first one is, I need to know a fun fact about you. Tell us something that not a lot of people will know about you.
Fun fact, I guess I can say I was and still can be a certified lifeguard. That's what I... from a small town, we have a nice little pool there. So when you're younger, a lot of people take their swimming lessons, and then there's a few that go all the way to becoming a lifeguard. So I was a lifeguard for 2 years, I think, and I just have to renew my certificate, and I can still become a lifeguard. But I think that's in the past. But yeah, I'm a lifeguard, I guess.
Were you a bit of a Baywatch fan when you were younger? Or?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I like Pamela.
Who doesn't? And the final question. It's a message to the Purple Army. What do you want to say to the fans who are watching and getting to know you a little bit? What do you say to them?
Oh, I guess I'm excited to come down. This will be my eighth or ninth year pro, and I've always wanted to go to Europe, and Scotland sounds like an unbelievable time. I have a lot of family members that have family in Scotland, and they speak nothing but good things about it. So I'm excited. I don't know how last year went for you guys. I assume it wasn't great. It wasn't great anywhere, but I'm sure the fans are excited to get back in the stands. And what I know about Malcolm is, like I said, he wants to win, and he brings a tough team in every year. You know, we've had playing for him. I've had a lot of warm-up fights. Well, I had 21 fights 1 year with Malcolm, so I guess you can get used to that and get excited for that. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good year. I want to win, and I think the guys he's bringing in are guys that all want to win. So I'm excited.
Dyson, great to meet you. Thank you very much. Yep, the fans will be looking forward to their hockey. We didn't have any hockey at all here last year because of the pandemic, so great excitement amongst the fans. We'll be glad to see you and glad to see the team back on ice as well. Thank you for your time. Good to meet you, Dyson, and we'll see you later in the year.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Dyson Stevenson is the ultimate team guy. I had the pleasure of coaching Dyson for 3 years in Regina, the Western Hockey League, where I saw him grow from a young man into a mature adult. I had the pleasure of having him in Wichita in the ECHL for 2 years, where he was my captain and the anchor of our power play, which in 2018-19 was number one in the ECHL. He'll stand up for his teammates. He blocks shots. He does all the dirty things that a coach loves and players respect. He scores big goals. He can play both power play and penalty kill and is a tremendous leader both on the ice and in the locker room. And very excited to welcome Dyson to the clan.
Malcolm Cameron there, who will be reunited with one of his old players, Dyson Stevenson, this season. That's all for now on Clan Chat, but don't miss a thing by checking out the website, clanihc.com, not to mention our social media channels, Twitter and Instagram, where you can follow us at clanihc. There's also our official Facebook page as well. Up to date on and loan information for all the players announced so far is out there, so have a look and see who's available. My thanks to Dyson and to Malcolm for their time, and also to you for listening, as always. Keep subscribing and downloading the Clan Chat podcast, and I'll be back real soon. Take care. Bye for now.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.